Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So excited. Today is the day for our fourth annual VFN family gathering.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I haven't heard yet, but hopefully, you know, our editing crew is working on John calling Thomas Jefferson Tommy, because I heard it again.
He said, Tommy.
You know, we are checking the transcripts and we're going to find out. But
Do you remember this?
No comment.
Well, we're having to dig. We're having everything transcribed from that that particular week. That and find out. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I just never thought. I'm sure his mama called him Tommy. You know, Tommy take out the trash and stuff. But you know, it was just so cool. I saw the picture. Hopefully, you'll make that available on the torch. This house is about, I don't know, 3 feet wide.
Isn't that amazing? How they preserve that?
So Thomas Jefferson wrote. Yes. Was the primary penner of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what I heard on VFN Radio.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Man, would you like to elaborate?
It sounds like a trial, don't it? To the best I can recall, I'll go back and listen to a segment. Well, Tommy, but it was so cool. The house, you got to see this house. Hopefully, you know, it'll be on the torch. I still see it on the torch. But the house is like a two-story house, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And that's where that one place there is where he penned at least the Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
Which is a beautiful, beautiful document. We got to go back and read this thing. If you haven't yet, we need to start making it available to everybody in the VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program audience, a little pocket Constitution and Declaration of Independence, whether it's a download, it needs to be a pocket, really a piece of paper, a little small, because it's like a couple pages. I have one. I sit here right in front of me somewhere. Here it is. And you need to get it and carry it in your pocket, because this is going to be the battle. We're going to battle for this country again, like the Founding Fathers did. It's a battle of ideas. Do we want to stick with all of our rights come from God, the Declaration of Independence, and understand that the reason why we declared our independence from the king is because of the very things that are happening right now. At the same time, you got to listen to the first hour about how God will put a set man in place, like Jehoiakim was set in place, to transition a people who's in rebellion, you know, to him, his people. And so we need to find out, check ourselves and find out if we're in the faith. We need to get with God and make sure that if we do that, possibly, you know, God will relent from this set man situation to be able to dismantle or humble at least our country and maybe put us in a place of great taxes. And that's what happened to Israel and servitude that took place right there. Well,
you've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.